Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Decades I have analyzed the architecture of the globalist system, who runs it, how it operates, what its goals are, what makes it tick. And so we knew that the heart of it was a worldwide medical dictatorship, because that's true power over populations, is who can have children, what type of drugs and medicines you can take, what type of inoculations you're forced to take. Authoritarians over the last 200 years really began to notice that armies invading or taking over get resisted. But if you can do it through the cover of medical necessity, and if you can pose as the guardian of civilization and society, then you can really stampede people into doing whatever you want. And again, for 26 years studying the whole globalist system, Bill Gates and the big foundations he represents have been at the heart of this entire dehumanization operation. And so it's with very heavy heart that I realized that I just have to trust in God and turn over to God at this point, because the last 2 months with the lockdown and them rolling out the plan exactly as we predicted they would confirms to me that they're going to execute the next phases of their plan. So they're coming with forced inoculations next year. They're coming to not let you travel or have a job or live unless you don't just submit the COVID-19 vaccine and the Trojan horse nanotech they admit they're going to put it. But they're also coming with all of these other so-called vaccines that actually go in and attack different parts of the brain and actually destroy parts of the brain associated with spiritual connections and deep emotions and higher levels of brain waves. They call these anti-stress vaccines, anti-drug vaccines. They've had it for more than 20 years. They've been experimenting on them with mental patients and the military and others. And it is so draconian. So when they call something a vaccine, it's not the classic learned immunity like a 500-year-old smallpox vaccination that still had side effects and was dangerous, but in many cases did give people learned immunity when they were healthy instead of getting sick when they were run down, which then had a higher chance of morbidity. That's all real science. It's still Russian roulette, very, very dangerous. But now to have Bill Gates out in the open announcing world government, announcing a digital ink that will be in the vaccine, this is official. ID 2020 and other systems to be connected to your bank accounts so that it'll be the new global currency. It's just a giant leap forward into this control system. So I've been down on air, and the listeners have been pretty upset and bummed out. But the good news is this shows Revelations is true. It shows God is real. It shows prophecy is real. And in my experience studying the New World Order, they are Satanists. They believe in the devil. So so many people say, oh, that's the Jewish God or that's the Christian God, and that's your sheer cosmology. You know, the Chinese don't have that, or this group doesn't believe that. Well, actually, ladies and gentlemen, if you study every ancient culture, they believe in evil. They believe in evil spirits. They believe in good. The Native Americans did. Every culture did. And these are all ways that ancient cultures were able to, you know, basically look at what they saw unfolding in the world and give it some type of meaning. But regardless, whether you believe the spiritual world or not, the globalists are manifesting it. They're pushing these archetypes, and they believe it, and they're actually building it. So whether you believe in Jesus Christ and the God of the Bible and Revelations or not, this system is being built and is anti-human. They're not trying to make us take microchips to all live in kumbaya heaven. They're doing it to literally remove us out of the world, dehumanize us, and then build a post-human planet. So this is wake up and say no or be destroyed forever. I'm Alex Jones. Thank you for watching.
Well, I tell you, all of our crew that puts videos together have been on fire, but Greg Reese has just been knocking it out of the park. It's an all-star team here every week, putting up with me and the work we're getting out. And we've definitely got the globalists' attention. We've got the listeners' attention. The globalists want to silence you. They want to demoralize you. They don't want you to believe you have power. They don't want you aware of what they're doing. But when I see good police and military across the country waking up and taking action, when I see all these great medical doctors coming forward and just saying it's a total fraud, it's a total lie, it's a total scam, and when I see the federal SWAT teams attacking medical doctors, trying to intimidate them to not be the leaders they are, it's the end of the New World Order. It's going to get really rough the next few years, but in the end, the tide is turning against the enemy. Just get right with God and put your head down and don't back down.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, let me first get into this disinformation article, because if you understand how this operates, you understand their whole picture. There's a big article that they're pushing in the fake news circles, The Anatomy of a Coronavirus Conspiracy Theory from TheWeek.com. And I am the main subject of this article, but they've got a bunch of other Trump supporters and the president himself in there. And they say, man, Alex Jones claims the federal government is coming to take over and have martial law. The federal government's the enemy. But he goes, actually, it's the federal government under Trump that's saying things aren't as bad as reasonable, loving doctors and mayors and counties and cities are. Well, those are the doctors and mayors in the blue states, the blue cities under globalist control. And in fact, you know, a lot of those blue cities and states, prestigious doctors are coming out saying that they're saying the opposite. So it says Gore Vidal wanted to blow up Oklahoma City. He didn't say that. And they say Jones has this racist rant where he describes being basically robbed in a parking lot with your family. And if you get in the car and put your handcuffs on, they're going to take you to your house. They're going to rob your safe, rob you, get your bank accounts, and then kill you, which is a normal, you know, homicidal thing that some robbers do. You see it a lot. By normal, it's a pretty common occurrence. They said that that was racist. Actually, in the rant, I talked about Ted Bundy and his little non-threatening yellow Volkswagen. Or I said, let's imagine you and your family are in a parking lot and you get grabbed by. So I actually talked about a white guy in that context. But imagine how they just inject that, how cult-like that is. That I'm saying, once you put the martial law handcuffs on, it causes a chain reaction, an implosion of the economy, that now the UN admits is causing an extra 20 million people to starve to death, on top of the 10 million already starving to death, 30 million starving to death, hundreds of thousands have already died by the global shutdown. In many areas of the third world, people are on a subsistence level. So my whole rant that they took for this article was about the mass murder and the breakdown of the culture and all the patients not getting their medical care and us not being called essential as humans, and how that's the next level of racism, that government corporations tell you who's essential. The article is the most sophistic fraud, The Anatomy of a Coronavirus Conspiracy Theory. And it's just really interesting reading, because it ends by, America came together and shut down to save lives. And, you know, you just don't get that, so you make it something sinister. Bill Gates financing the NIH in 2012 to 2017, transferring weaponized coronaviruses to the Wuhan lab, was in the Science Journal and all over the news 5 years ago. I remember covering it. Why are you transferring weaponized airborne viruses with gain of function that are multi-virus species chimeras? See, they can't handle real information. How scary is it, Bill Gates coming back out yesterday and saying, we're not going to reopen for a while? Well, that means total depression worldwide. Or the fact that they had 5 million dead in their first projections, then 2 million dead, then 1 million dead. And they said, everything we say, it's still going to be 300,000 or 400,000 dead this year. in the United States. But that's not the case. And now we learn they're counting every person that dies of a gunshot wound, a car wreck, cancer, kidney failure, HIV. If you've got any test positive for COVID, which is any coronavirus, or even the flu virus, just false positives, they admit, well, you're then counted as someone that died from it. So that's thrown in the hopper. So we now officially know this is their giant globalist psyop. And he says, you will take my vaccine. There's no normal till you take my vaccine. So let's look at this right now. CDC's failed coronavirus tests were tainted with coronavirus. Feds confirm. Ars Technica. This is from Friday. It's got a link to the CDC. And then it's their kits were in a lab that was contaminated. But, oh, well, they're medical. It's okay if they do that. It's an emergency. They're spreading it. Remember, Fauci would let people fly in from China even after Trump had blocked it on CDC flights. And they'd let people out with COVID-19 on the streets of Texas because they wanted the outbreak, folks. Because Fauci got $100 million from Gates. China gave faulty contaminated COVID-19 equipment to several countries. Some coronavirus testing kits found to be contaminated with coronavirus report. Is that a raw story? It's an AP article. CDC lab for coronavirus test kits may be contaminated. That was an old Fox News report. But now it's confirmed. Now it's all confirmed. Countries criticize China for sending and resending faulty coronavirus kits and supplies. And China tried to patent potential coronavirus drug remdesivir the day after Beijing confirmed the virus was transmittable between humans. And who's got a piece of that? The Wuhan lab, where they tested all this, where they got it from Obama in the last 10 years before Trump got in. Just a fact. And then Danielle Anderson, that works at the lab, is the head Facebook fact checker over all COVID-19 information worldwide, but doesn't tell you she worked there. She thinks you're too dumb to look it up, and then it gets worse. She is part owner in developing the test that's being used right now that's making massive amounts of money. She works at the lab. She's involved in the test. She's covering up it came out of the lab. She'll probably get an FBI award for excellence in saving humanity. She'll probably be there when I put in a guillotine, you know, and the FBI will hit a button. And it's like, Jones is bad. You're good. Danielle Anderson, we love you. You're the good guy. This is what our country's turned into with the FBI raiding vitamin C medical doctor facilities that have been around for over a decade. They're everywhere. Legal, lawful vitamins and minerals that people are getting intravenously. And folks see the news articles about vitamin C treating COVID-19 intravenously and the successful studies. And so they say, oh, that's unauthorized use. So they SWAT team it in hazmat outfits. And again, that's because they were ordered to do so, ladies and gentlemen, by the deep state. The bureaucracy works for the globalists. In fact, since we're mentioning that, let me dig up some of those studies and show you those on vitamin C. That's the Cedars-Sinai study right there, when they're doing with the light inside the lungs. But Trump made that up. He's evil. It doesn't exist. He's very bad. Glad YouTube took the video down. It's on Bandit Video, but we'll probably be SWAT team for that as well. How dare you put Cedars-Sinai scientists confirming Trump? We'll have you arrested. YouTube censors video about UV light treatment used for coronavirus. Because the New York Times complained, world's first trial that has benefit of intravenous zinc in COVID-19. Just what Trump said, injections by medical doctors into the body of things that clean you out. Inhibition of H1N1 influenza. Big studies about zinc oxide in the lungs. Effect of zinc solves respiratory virus replication. And then where is my stack? I had a big stack. Oh, here it is. Oh, I found it. Here it is. FBI raids Detroit area medical facility for using intravenous vitamin C to treat COVID-19 patients. Infowars.com. You actually read, it's just a facility that gives people vitamin C that's totally legal. Someone complained they thought that happened, so they went after them. They said, oh, unauthorized treatment, despite all of the studies. New York hospitals treating coronavirus patients with vitamin C. New York Post. And then a big, giant, world University Boil Down article from Pharma Nutrition. We're all over the world, from Japan to Saudi Arabia to Europe to the United States, all the studies on how they're treating things like that with it. But you're not supposed to have hope, because Bill Gates only wants you to have the hope that he will give you a tainted vaccine. And look at this article. Britain, deserted hospitals, cancer victims forgotten, vital operations canceled, and ghost town A&Es. Remember all the videos of the TikTok dancing, and they're doing Last Supper videos and all the rest of it, and having these parties in there because they're totally empty. And then people go cover it. They go, I saw on the news that my local hospital is overwhelmed. I went there. No one's there. YouTube bans your video. If you're a citizen, you get in a car, you got a YouTube about your Little League baseball team, you decide to go check this out, find it's not true, they ban you because you're a dirty, filthy American. You're lucky you're not arrested. Keep your mouths shut. Including medical doctors that are out there. They need to keep their mouths shut and do what Bill Gates says, period.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So President Trump, with 109 days left to the election, is being driven from office right now. And it was always the plan to use a plague like this and the hype that results around it. Because the flu every year is a plague killing 35,000 people. So it's a real thing. They're just hyping up something new, something they produce. So they own it. They own the patents. They own the vaccine. Nobody else can own it. It's their own little genetic creation, their own little chimera. Bill Gates' little baby, so he can save you from his monster. And then nobody else can have a treatment. Nobody else can hurt his monster. Nobody else can defeat his monster, because only Bill Gates and the big eugenics boards and the globalists behind him, only they're allowed to be the savers. And it's come out that they flew the people here and tried to block Trump blocking them. It's come out that they had the test kits that were tainted. It's come out that everybody on that stage with him works for Bill Gates. People are literally freaking out. They're just saying, how did you know about Bill Gates? Why'd you harp on him? Why'd you make films about him? Why'd you talk? Because I studied the architecture of the New World Order, folks. And Bill Gates doesn't run any of this. He's just the front man for the whole thing. So, the video's up on Infowars.com. Schiff, remember? Discredited after Russiagate, discredited after the whole impeachment scam. All that coming out. Well, Schiff says that not removing Trump led to the 50,000 American deaths. That's right. It's almost all in blue cities, where the Democrats had their parties and said everybody should go out. They were trying to incubate it. They weren't sure it was going to take hold. They were all unified. And now when Trump tries to reopen things, because the depression is going to be 100 times more devastating and 30 million people are starving out of the third world, they depend on us. Well, then, we're just not supposed to remember that or think about that, but that's going to be irrevocable. And, oh, there's always Piers Morgan, Trump's supposed buddy, stabbing him in the back. Piers Morgan. Trump's coronavirus cure theories will kill. You just saw me in the last hour lay out all the different mainline university studies and the Cedars-Sinai and all of it. That what Trump was saying was real. Every bit of it was real known treatments that are mainstream news that are promising that they don't want us to discuss or know about. And then I was listening to talk radio today and flipping through music channels on the back porch, where I have an old, you know, non-digital radio, actually listens to the stations, and it was like tuning through stations, and it was like, do whatever you have to, stay indoors, be a hero, don't go out, don't open the economy, and keep your distance. Next channel. That's what corporate America wants, because they're all getting their bailouts. Jeff Bezos got his $30 billion bailout. Your average little store is not going to get any bailout. And so this is siege. This is the shutdown. This is what the environmentalists always said they wanted, was a way to end the industrial world, to end the service economy. First, they had to get rid of your industrial economy. Then they got rid of your service economy, and they're saying all of you that are in service are non-essential. So how does it feel to be told that you're non-essential. And again, I've got 100 video clips and hundreds of articles here to cover. I think it drives me crazy about this certain shirt, though, this collar. I'm going to have a tick to pull my collar. It drives me crazy. I keep falling down. It drives me nuts. You got to ask yourself, I mean, do you see through this? Do you know what's going on? Do you know what's happening? Do you want to be conned by this? Because you're all told, oh, be good. Oh, be heroes. Oh, you're so great. Oh, don't talk to anybody. Oh, shut down. Oh, don't resist anything. Oh, you're so good doing this. And all you're doing is destroying your birthright, destroying your future, and putting us into an irrevocable depression that'll kill 10, 20, 30 times what this virus did, and creating a precedent where a medical tyranny run by the most evil foundations on earth and the UN controls your every life and wants to put an implantable microchip in you and track everywhere you go and everything you do. And then they admit, okay, the hospitals in the UK are four times emptier than they've ever been. The hospitals in the U.S. are three times emptier. And it's confirmed that all those reports of 6 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, of empty hospitals and fake newscasts with even actors hired to wear hazmat suits like they were guests going in the loaded hospital, and people on gurneys in China flopping around like they were dying. Yeah, there was some real death. Yeah, it's a real virus. But they photobombed us with it. They told their people fearmonger. They shot lots of fake videos that were authorized by the government to create total fear. And even U.S. intelligence came out on Thursday in the New York Times. And people go, wait a minute. The New York Times is bad. Not if we take America back. The New York Times worked for the globalists, but now they have the documents they can't even deny because Chinese diplomats are on record pumping and propagandizing and paying U.S. companies and U.S. media to create as much fear as possible. Communist China's on record funding. Why do you think the last 5 years there's been hundreds of TV shows and movies about racist white people hunting and killing black people? It's been to create the perception that there's this race war to divide us. That didn't work. They were going to go with the race war. In fact, lockstep put up with the Rockefeller 10 years ago, wanted a culture war first. Plan B was a bioweapon release, or what they call a simulant, that kills some people, but that they know is going to burn out, but they can use to panic you. All you need is a gunshot or a backfire or somebody kicking over a, you know, milk can to make cows spook, to make cows get scared, to get lemmings to get scared. Then they run over each other and run over the cliff. And that's what they're doing, is scaring all of us. And they've got a formulaic plan, and they know what they are doing. Why do you think you have DNC leaders, white and black, all over the news, running around saying white people are inherently bad? There's a new video out, didn't even get to it today. Nationalfile.com, it's up on Infowars.com. Caught on tape, Stacey Abrams plotting to use redistricting to, quote, stop white people. Why the hell would you make a statement like that? Because they want to create, from the DNC down, a race-based system so they can divide people that have melanin in their skin from people that don't have a bunch of melanin in their skin so they can continue to play us. Because the last thing they want is us to come together and demand our basic freedoms and justice for everybody now. I tell you, it's just an incredible time to be alive. All right. We're going to go to break. And the full interview is posted on Infowars.com. And I'm just tempted to play the whole thing, but I want to get into the censorship of CNN and Google working together, of the woman calling in about her daughter being abused by Joe Biden, which is a confirmed case. And YouTube, Google, now Twitter's doing it. They're all taking it down and saying, so what if Joe Biden raped somebody? So again, it's all about their double standard. No proof with Kavanaugh. Proof, though, with this guy who can't keep his damn hands off anybody. Let me tell you, some guy walks over and grabs my five-year-old, starts kissing her on the hair and rubbing on her shoulders, I'm going to knock them upside their dirty head. They'll probably arrest me for a threat against Biden. I didn't say that. I said if an old pervert like him tried that, I'd defend my daughter, which I know is a crime. This whole thing's run by pedophiles.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, affordable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, Going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out, except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. But it got to the point they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner. They stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Command Central. It's the Alex Jones Show.
We are back live broadcasting worldwide. At 2 seconds left, and I'll be back with the weekday show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, while I'm still above ground. They don't kill me or do other things. We'll bring that on our next, folks. But that's okay. We expected that, fighting these criminals. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. And they want to take us down because what we're doing is very effective and it scares the globalists in a big, big way. Now, I was mentioning Stacey Abrams, one of the big Democratic Party operatives who is favored to be the VP running mate of Joe, the pedophile, pervert, Biden. There's a big article up on nationalfile.com. Stacey Abrams went to Bilderberg. And it turns out she went last year to the globalist secretive group that they now admit exists, that Patriots exposed over 30 years ago. I remember just 15 years ago, they still said it didn't exist. So that's why she's now calling for race war in America. Pre-coronavirus study, social isolation makes black people more likely to die, makes everybody more likely to die. But let's shift gears to Joe Biden and the censorship. CNN removes Larry King episode with Joe Biden's accuser, mother, from Google Play Archive. Working with Google. The full video's up on Infowars.com with a background story on the lady. CNN clip unearthed of Biden accuser's mother telling Larry King of problems with prominent senator. But the New York Times says it's okay. Here's the clip.
San Luis Obispo, California. Hello.
Yes, hello. I'm wondering what a staffer would do besides go to the press in Washington. My daughter has just left there after working for a prominent senator and could not get through with her problems at all. And the only thing she could have done was go to the press, and she chose not to do it out of respect for him.
Or she had a story to tell, but out of respect for the person she worked for, she didn't tell it.
That's true.
Well, now, but these are the people who do come to the Los Romanos, right? The staff worker who says, I want to let you know about what's going on, even if mine was also the guy down the hall.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of these people have a sense of obligation. They feel that this public official should be accountable if it's something wrong.
They're whistleblowers to the press.
Exactly.
And that's being removed off Twitter, Facebook, Google, you name it, other third parties that post it. CNN saying copyright, that's theirs. You're not supposed to hear about that. That's who these monsters are. Oh, but it's okay. Jack Dorsey has a trendy beard. He only eats once a week. I guess he eats like a small dog or something, like a little boa constrictor that he is. I'm being sarcastic. He eats like every 2 days or something. Twitter's CEO unveils feature to editorialize Trump's tweets as election looms. He'll be able to go in and talk trash on the president while all that goes on in live time. So Trump has put up with this. We have put up with this. And so things are only going to get worse. And the deep state is holding America hostage. Big corporations, blue cities, blue states decided to set the example to shut down. I saw first South by Southwest, Hollywood events, big tech events shutting down 8-9 weeks ago. And they were doing that to create the perception that everybody's got to do this so that when Trump didn't do it, every death would be his fault. And now that's indeed what every talking head is saying. Every death is his fault. It's the Donald Trump virus. It's the Donald Trump disease. It's COVID Trump 19, so that they can punish him and remove him and have full executive control, because they've still got their bureaucracies. They've still got their people in place inside government engaging in criminal activity. And because the American people have not yet really understood that, things are only starting to get worse as they attempt to take full control. These are the times that literally try everyone's souls. But take heart. You don't live in North Korea. And I've gotten so many calls from friends and family. You know, Kim Jong-un is alive. You've seen his train taking to the coast side. You've seen him be, gone for, now more than 13 days or so. He is obese. He is a spoiled, rotten brat. He's got his evil demonic sister and this little sycophantic vampire group under him and around him. And so he's sort of trying to make deals with Trump. I would say the Chi-Coms probably just killed him during his next medical procedure. He supposedly died on the table or was brain dead. So it took 8 minutes to put a stent into his heart because he was so fat. And the way they leaked that through the Chinese press, because they're mad at him for trying to make a deal with Trump, means that Kim Jong-un might have decided for providence and money and wealth for his country and to try to halfway free his people, the way they have a little humiliating story out at the end. And he may still be in a coma. He may still be alive. But I don't think you're going to see the vampire bat emerge from where he is. And it's new, even more evil acting and more out of control individual will be in control. And it'll all be trendy. Oh, it's a woman dictator. So it's okay as long as it's a female doing it. Now, I'm going to start airing part of the hour-long press conference at the end of this segment, the next, the boil-down of it that Greg Reese put together, this at Man.video, with this medical doctor that runs these big clinics, Dr. Dan Erickson of Bakersfield, with his colleagues. But you really should watch the full press conference on Infowars.com and share it, because they're taking this video down everywhere. Yeah, videos of Cedar Sinai saying Trump's right about light therapy. Videos of doctors coming out and saying about the death they're seeing because of the lockdown. The globalists are truly sick. Please don't forget, it is listeners like you who've done an incredible job buying the products at InfoWarsStore.com that make this all possible. And we have great organic hand sanitizer in three different great scents, mint, and, of course, we also have it in peppermint. We have it in, what's the other ones I've got over here? My favorite, of course, is eucalyptus. Those are available at InfoWarsStore.com, and we have high-quality storable foods available again. Other folks don't have them. They're lying to you about that in most cases. They certainly don't have them ready to ship to you. We have high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we fund our operation. And for what's going on in the economy and the world, it really is smart to get prepared and have storable food that's high-quality, lasts 25 years, and funds this operation. So the best deal out there is My Patriot Supply. They're in our back end. They take the orders. You go right in the order it's received. Get your orders in now before they have to suspend orders. You get your order in, you get it. But they may have to stop orders again like they did for a few weeks because the volume is so high as people figure out if the globalists are successful, we're going to have a total worldwide depression. And now is the time to get ready before things get really bad. This lockdown is about a depression, about holding us hostage until we submit to the globalists. That's what we cannot submit. Let's go to part of this amazing report with these doctors bucking the system in this incredible press conference.
After testing thousands of people for COVID-19, Dr. Dan Erickson, co-owner of Accelerated Urgent Care in Bakersfield, California, held a news conference to release their data, compare it to the CDC's data, and deliver a powerful message. COVID-19 is more present and less fatal than we were told. The numbers say that it is less of a danger than influenza, and the shelter-in-place order is causing far more damage than good. Their information is based on science, and the message is chilling. You can see the full video at band.video, but here's the gist of it.
Does this make sense? Are we following the science? We keep hearing following the science. What is science, essentially? It's the study of the natural world through experiment, through observation. So that's what we're doing. We're studying the disease around us. We're making observations. We're doing testing, experiments to figure out exactly what's going on. And so this has caused some severe disruption for Accelerated as we have people coming in 7 in the morning till midnight. We're reporting to the health department. We're calling patients back. And at the same time, our volumes have dropped significantly. The hospitals, their ICUs are empty, essentially, and they're shutting down floors. They're furloughing patients. They're furloughing doctors. So the health system has been evacuated in certain places. In New York, the health system is working at maximum capacity. In California, we're really at a minimal capacity, getting rid of our doctors and nurses because we just don't have the volume. The hospitals don't, as I've met with their CEOs twice in the last week, and we don't as well. So we're busy with paperwork for COVID, and we're all focusing on COVID. So the more you test, the more positives you get, the prevalence number goes up, and the death rate stays the same. So it gets smaller and smaller.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, probably have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Incidence or prevalence of 4.7 million. That means you have a 0.03 chance of dying from COVID-19 in the state of California. I also wanted to mention that 96% of people in California who get COVID recover with almost no significant sequelae or no significant continuing medical problems. So I want to look at New York State. They've been in the news a lot, right? And their numbers are critical. Let's go over their numbers. Cases of COVID as of yesterday, 256,272 cases in New York State. Not New York City, New York, the entire state. They did a total of 649,325 tests. That's 39% of New Yorkers tested positive for COVID-19. That's their ratios. This is public data online. You can all look it up. How many deaths do they have? 19,410 out of 19 million people, which is a 0.1% chance of dying from COVID in the state of New York. And they have a 92% recovery rate. If you are indeed diagnosed with COVID-19, 92% of you will recover. So we're seeing millions of cases, small amount of death. USA, this is a big one for us. 802,590 cases as of yesterday gives us a 19.6% positive out of those who are tested. So if this is a typical extrapolation, 328 million people times 19.6 is 64 million. That's a significant amount of people with COVID. It's similar to the flu. If you study the numbers in 2017 and 2018, we had 50 to 60 million with the flu. And we had a similar death rate. The deaths in the United States were 43,545, similar to the flu of 2017-2018. We always have between 37 and 60,000 deaths in the United States every single year. No pandemic talk, no shelter in place, no shutting down of businesses, no sending doctors home. COVID-19 is one aspect of our health sector. What has it caused to have us be involved in social isolation? What does it cause that we are seeing the community respond to? Child molestation is increasing at a severe rate. We could go over multiple cases of children who have been molested due to angry family members who are intoxicated, who are home, who have no paycheck. These things last a lifetime. This isn't about a seasonal flu. These are things that will follow these people and affect them in a negative fashion for their life. And these are secondary effects from COVID. And these are from me talking to ERs, talking to my doctors, and talking to people across the country and finding out what they're seeing. Spousal abuse. We see people coming in here with black eyes and cuts on their face. It's an obvious abusive case. These are things that will affect them for a lifetime, not for a season. Alcoholism, anxiety, depression, suicide. I talked to Don Youngblood and various people in the community. I've asked them, how are things going? Suicide is spiking. Education has dropped off. Economic collapse. Medical industry, we're all suffering because our staff isn't here and we have no volume. These are all real things that I'm seeing every day. I don't read about this stuff. I'm seeing it in my clinics. We have clinics from Fresno to San Diego, and these things are spiking in our community. These things will affect people for a lifetime, not for a season. So let's make sure we're clear on that. We've gone over the statistics. Now I want to compare flu virus. Is this significantly different? Deaths, per the CDC, 24,000 to 62,000 deaths each year. We had about 45 million total cases in 2017 with about 62,000 deaths, or a 0.13 chance of death from flu in the United States. As you know, our other numbers were 0.02. So the lethality of COVID-19 is much less. And then when you bring up a system of lockdown, you automatically have to compare it to a system of no lockdown. The immune system is built by exposure to antigens, viruses, bacteria. When you're a little child crawling on the ground, putting stuff in your mouth, viruses and bacteria come in, you form an antigen antibody complex, you form IgG, IgM. This is how your immune system is built. You don't take a small child, put them in bubble wrap in a room and say, go have a healthy immune system. This is immunology, microbiology 101. What I'm seeing is when you take human beings and you say, go into your house, clean all your counters, Lysol them down. You're going to kill 99% of viruses and bacteria. Wear a mask. Don't go outside. What does it do to our immune system? Our immune system is used to touching. We share bacteria, staphylococcal, streptococcal bacteria, viruses. We develop an immune response daily to this stuff. When you take that away from me, my immune system drops. As I shelter in place, my immune system drops. You keep me there for months, it drops more. And now I'm at home, hand washing vigorously, washing the counters, worried about things that are indeed what I need to survive. When the child's in a womb, you're in this protected environment. When you come out, you have almost no immune system. You develop that through touching your mouth, touching your eyes, virus, bacteria, immune response, IgG, IgM. This is how you build a strong immune system. Sheltering in place decreases your immune system. And then as we all come out of shelter in place with a lower immune system and start trading viruses and bacteria, what do you think is going to happen? Disease is going to spike. And then you've got disease spike amongst the hospital system with furloughed doctors and nurses. This is not the combination we want to set up for a healthy society. As your mask that you're wearing for days, you touch the outside of it, COVID, and then touch your mouth. This doesn't make any sense. We wear masks in an acute setting to protect us. We're not wearing masks. Why is that? Because we understand microbiology, we understand immunology, and we want strong immune systems. I don't want to hide in my home, develop a weak immune system, and then come out and get disease. We have both been in the ER through swine flu and through bird flu. Did we shut down for those? Were they much less dangerous than COVID? Is the flu less dangerous than COVID? Let's look at the death rates. No, it's not. And what's interesting to me, too, is when someone dies in this country right now, they're not talking about the high blood pressure, the diabetes, the stroke. They say, did they die from COVID? We've been to hundreds of autopsies. You don't talk about one thing. You talk about comorbidities. Their vessels were narrowed. Their lungs were a smoker. COVID was part of it. It is not the reason they died, folks. It is one of many reasons. So to be so simplistic to say that's a COVID death because they have COVID, you know how many people die with pneumonia or people that die from flu? With flu, I should say. It's not from flu. Their lungs were compromised by COPD. They had a heart attack 2 years ago. They have a weakened body. We aren't pressured to test for flu. But ER doctors now, my friends that I talk to, say, you know, it's interesting. When I'm writing up my death report, I'm being pressured to add COVID. Why is that? Why are we being pressured to add COVID to maybe increase the numbers and make it look a little bit worse than it is? I think so. When I look at the basic tenets that we know of microbiology, and I say, do we need to still shelter in place? Our answer is emphatically no. Do we need businesses to be shut down? Emphatically no. Do we need to test them and get them back to work? Yes, we do. The secondary effects that we went over, the child abuse, alcoholism, loss of revenue, all these are, in our opinion, a significantly more detrimental thing to society than a virus that has proven similar in nature to the seasonal flu we have every year. We need to make sure if you're gonna dance on someone's constitutional rights, you better have a good reason. You better have a really good scientific reason and not just theory. And one of the most important things is we need our hospitals back up. We need our furloughed doctors back. We need our nurses back, because when we lift this thing, we're going to need all hands on deck. I know that the local hospitals have closed 2 floors. Folks, that's not the situation you want. We're essentially setting ourselves up to have minimal staff, and we're going to have significant disease. That's the wrong combination. And I've been working with some of the leaders, and I've talked to, you know, the head of the CDPH. I've gotten their opinion on this, and a lot of the leaders in Sacramento. And we're all in agreement. But we need to have Governor Newsom in agreement with us to lift this ban. I've talked to our local head of the health department, and he's waiting for that. Even though they're in agreement with me, they're waiting for the powers that be to lift. Because the data is showing us it's time to lift. So if we don't lift, what is the reason? I can go into Sully's right now, which I did this morning. There was 25 people in there, and I can stand in line for 10 minutes, but I can't go in Cafe Rio and sit there for 10 minutes. Does that make sense to you guys? And I can go into Costco, and I can shop with people, and there's probably a couple hundred people, but I can't go in Cafe Rio. So big businesses are open. Little businesses are not. There's no science behind that. As we've gone over, that is not science. There's other factors in play that we don't have time to go into, but it's not science. I want to make that clear.
Is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.